Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Previously on the blood-soaked rose.
Brioc, you're left facing a scene of carnage. A dead Katakan and a dead Witcher.
Step over the Katakan, take the Witcher's sword and remove its head. Look to the decapitated head of the former Witcher. Well, I'm glad we know where we stand. Rummage through the Witcher's clothes and possessions, and I'll make a business appraisal roll.
The mage dropped some things before he...
His jacket, mainly,
turned inexplicably into a werewolf.
Yeah.
Let's gather those things up as well.
Aurelius, you awake.
Where? I require your patience, your assistance, and your goodwill.
Thank you for not harming us.
He will head towards the coroner's. It has been done. I expect to be paid.
Mind manipulation?
Yeah, no.
500 crowns for a job done at obviously some personal expense.
Now.
So, a very tired, pale-looking, ragged Aurelius finally appears in the warehouse. He steps around the canvas, and you see him arrive and place himself down. You see that Brioc has the Witcher's swords and the Katakan's head.
Before we jump to that scene,
yes,
Bill, may I please, using the papers that I've acquired from
yes.
The Witcher.
Yes.
And with a business acumen kind of professionalism.
Yes.
Brioc has the funny feeling that 500 crowns is criminally low.
Bounty for a for this?
Yeah.
Make a deduction.
Well, I was thinking maybe business. Or education using the Witcher's papers. But if you'd like deduction.
It's a deduction from
that's
what
fair.
You've seen, for what you can gather from the Witcher's
oof,
papers.
Oof. 27.
It's about a third of your standard bounty for a Katakan.
Yep.
Normally a bounty would be, you know, a local lord would offer probably more in the order of 1,500 crowns for a beast like this. Extremely dangerous beast, yeah. He did, of course, offer the cat diagrams, but you didn't ask about those. So
no, he didn't. Yeah. No. Nor does he have any particular
care for them, yeah. So, yes, you know that 500 crowns is, as you say, criminally lowballed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't know what it was. He said funds were tight.
He was on budget.
Yeah,
no, I know.
But, yeah, do you have, like, the witch's, like, possessions, amulet and stuff on display, like, out and the head out?
So, what the scene you arrived
yeah,
to
tell us.
Is, it's as much as it has been in the previous kind of days, Brioc has included the witch's swords, the medallion, your cloak and your medallion, and the monster's head as part of inventory.
Right, they've been catalogued with everything
they've been
else.
Catalogued and identified as each thing. And when you round the corner, oh my goodness, my good friend! You're alive!
Merchant, you survived the night. Of course! Us elves are nothing except resilient.
I can see that.
Now, you must be cold. That doesn't look terribly good clothing. Here, come. Would you like your jacket? I have it here for you, and your medallion? Or would you like to slip into something warmer? I do have some warm clothes from my inventory that I would be happy to part with. For you, my friend. Are you hungry at all?
I immediately want to make a roll. This feels fucking odd.
Human perception and charisma versus charisma. Yeah. I mean, what are you trying to affect? Are you trying to have?
I'll explore. I don't know if it's...
I want to know what effect Briok is trying to have.
Yeah, go. He's a werewolf.
Yeah.
I want him on side.
You're just trying to ingratiate yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. He was a mage before.
Yes.
And he scared me.
Yes.
He's now a werewolf who can also cast magic.
So I generally would say it's charisma, but if you can tell me how it's a different social skill, then you can use
it. I don't think it's persuasion. I'm not trying to persuade you.
No, but you're trying to use the force of your personality to have a certain effect.
That's correct.
And for Aurelius, it's not a metagaming thing of, oh, I think you're being...
No, I understand. It's very...
For Aurelius, I'm playing on his idea of now that the cat's out of the bag and he... is now a paranoid motherfucker, because it was that thing before of I gave Briok such a hard time about keeping secrets.
Yes.
And now
yes.
I've done that. So my immediate immediate reaction is, oh, well, he's clearly going to be playing a different angle now.
Yes.
Because I've technically betrayed him.
Yeah. Well, let's see how his charisma does. He might overwhelm me with kindness.
I got a 20.
I got 17.
I'll make sure that's right.
Human perception, yep.
18, sorry.
1 point of difference. To explain Brioch's intention, he has maybe something veiled, like he's shrewd. You know that.
Yes.
He's been known to keep a secret or two.
Mm-hmm.
But in this instance, in this moment, and for all intents and purposes, the offerings of food, the generous clothes, the here's your stuff back, sir... is all in line with how he's acted before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's no outward antagonism. There's no attempt to go, okay, and now that you're on side, I'm going to like...
Yeah, there's nothing attached to it. It's just, here are your things. That is the action.
Yeah.
There's just the tiniest hint of fear.
Fear and like...
Trepidation?
Trepidation.
Yes.
Right? Like,
and it's not like, oh God, I'm so afraid. Yeah. I better be nice to you. It's just ever so much such of like... I'm going to make sure I am nice to him. He sees my nice side. Not that your nice side is an act, just that you're going to make sure it is
performed
well to the front.
Yes. Yeah.
So Aurelius will that moment of that human perception role, it manifests in a pause.
Cool.
A stopping in the door, like almost he's half a step in as you
I'm gesturing for him to come in.
And he goes, and it's just a nod. And like a nod and a half smile, and kind of still holding on to the bag, he'll silently start to don some of his clothing.
I was going
to
say, Brioch's going to dress you.
Yeah.
So like he's going to grab the cloak and put it on you.
Yeah.
Right, like trying to like, here.
Do you accept his help?
Yeah, he will. And it'll, unless you start talking, at least the first like bit of it.
He's waiting for you.
Yeah, we'll be in this awkward silence, and you can probably feel he's deep in thought. You can feel the tension on his shoulders, on his body, his pursed lips.
Yeah, Briok is not dressing you as in giving you everything. He's putting coats on you, or like putting you, like opening the coat open for your like
he's
arms
assisting.
To put on.
Yeah,
yeah,
arms to put through the sleeves, but he isn't like putting it right on you, right?
Yeah.
He's assisting and trying to be helpful. And if he doesn't say anything, and he can obviously see the tension, he'll wait. Maybe 10 seconds, hold out the amulet to you.
Yeah.
Not putting that on you. Holds out the amulet.
And he'll grab the amulet, and as he places it on, he just... I feel it best that some things are made clear in the light of day. And if you will oblige me, I would be happy to explain myself.
If you feel that there's something that needs to be explained, sir... from my perspective, all I can say is I think you must be pretty glad that witch is no longer around.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay. Well, from your perspective, sir, and feel free to correct me, a monster hunter's gone and we also slew a monster. That to me sounds like a win-win.
Yes, but you're now in the presence of one yourself.
That's all right. People call us monsters all the time.
And how do you generally feel about that?
Not great, but we stick together. That's the important thing. Do you remember, sir, I mentioned earlier about how powerful things attract other powerful things? Well, I think in this case, if you forgive me saying so, if I am indeed a monster, then you are too, and perhaps we've joined together.
I feel like I'm talking to Dobby. It's really disconcerting.
It's so disarming. Yeah. It's great. It's such a good social tactic.
Yeah. And he'll let that sink in. What do you think happened last night, Brioc?
Why, sir, I would say that the Witcher, against our better judgment and intentions, went off a bit half-cocked. And, well, I did warn her about the consequences of fighting such a thing. And I wished to negotiate a different path, and the men came around the corner, and things went poorly. I could not fire into the fight as well as I'd like, and wanted to wait and stay a hand. You seemed to turn into some beast upon our compatriot's death, and you nearly slew a beast by yourself. I finished it off with an arrow, and away you went, probably to seek other monsters to defeat.
That's
absolutely deception, by the by.
Yes.
There's a few lies in there.
Yeah, you can roll your deception for me, yeah.
What do I roll against that?
Human perception.
Human perception.
Great. Yeah.
That's a 12.
What'd you get?
I critted, which put me down to an 11.
It's two. So you fumbled, you mean?
Yeah,
you fumbled.
Yeah, sorry. I hit a 1 and then I went down.
You're very tired.
Yeah.
You haven't slept, essentially.
Yeah.
You maybe half an hour between transforming back and groggily coming to. So this kind of wall of chipper positivity is just overwhelming to you. And if I may, at some point during this, you produce food for him.
Absolutely.
And you are just, as soon as you see the food, you're so hungry that you kind of just accept what he says at face value.
Yeah. If I might add to that kind of scene, the minute the first lie gets through and there's no physical resistance, there's no like visual cue of I need to comprehend that, a few more just get added in. And I think Brioc thinks either you were probably drunker than you were, you had more than one beer getting those guys down, and also the monster might have wiped out more of your memory in the events leading up,
and so Aurelius soaks that information kind of in one ear out the other, because he's thinking of what he needs to say. And he just says, how long have we spent a number of years with one another, Brioc? And
yes, sir.
During that time, I have had to keep certain things close to my vest, chief of which is the entire reasoning for our pursuit of Razine. Now, Razine, I will be the first to admit, has encapsulated the entirety of my being for the better part of 3 decades. Razine the Red is responsible for the beast that you see before you. Razine is the reason that I do not have choice. Myself keeping this hidden, myself keeping secrets, and having that fucking collar around my neck was what a choice that I was actively allowed to make. So, despite the fact that a Witcher is now dead,
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And despite the fact that I am no closer to being in front of Razine than I was 1 year ago, 1 week ago, 1 day ago, I make no apologies for my actions. And he pulls out from his pocket the bloodied red bands of his kills
yeah.
from the other night and says, "This is evil. I have no illusions about that, but I have no misgivings about that. I need you to understand that no matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone does, no matter who ends up on the ground in a bloodied heap, their last breath taken from them, I will not rest. I will not stop. I will continue on with this curse until I am before Razine and she answers for my life."
I am going to make some sort of will check, courage perhaps, or resist coercion, not to emotionally show the kind of weight of a bunch of dead elves.
Dead elves, yeah.
Brethren, so there brothers is also, and sisters also, who have passed.
Yeah, there's an ambiguity there when he says this is evil. So Razine gathers people to her cause and they end up dead. She uses them to shield herself, right?
Yeah.
So he's either saying it's evil what I did or it's evil what Razine did.
That's,
but he's also saying I don't care who I kill as long as I get her.
That's right. And Breok is more...
So what are you trying to suppress, by the way?
The emotion of seeing...
What emotion is that? Grief, anger?
Grief.
Then it is courage.
Great. That's 16.
16, and then you can make a human perception?
25.
You can see the cloths, the implication of dead elves upsets him a lot.
Is it enough of a success on 16 to appear as though he's just perceiving it quite well?
Yes.
Great.
You can see him suppressing that grief.
Yeah.
But you can see that there's just a widening of eyes, a lingering of gaze.
The smile widens.
It's, yeah.
You show evidence of murdered elves and the grin and the positivity is shown more.
Yeah. In it's a clear, on he's trying harder to
as a steer into.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be even more happy.
And there's like a
reject this feeling of grief.
And there's just like a beat where he scrutinizes and he stares. Aurelius stares into Breok's eyes and registers it, deliberates whether to comment on it, and decides not to.
Well, sir, I would say that... I would say that whatever evil we are up against, it must be defeated. And if there are other paths or diversions that we must tread down, very well. Let us remove this monstrous affliction and deal with this evil as best we can.
I don't think you quite understand. Breok, this affliction is not removed from me until Razine is removed from this earth.
That's what I mean, sir.
So we are... as a beat. So we're on the same page.
I believe, sir. Yes, we are.
And you have no qualms about me leaving another in the dust.
If this is a woman who's turned you and committed more evil by existing, then certainly we should remove her. She seems to magnify awful things that come from her. I say we stem the tide, sir.
And he takes a moment, takes another bite. Well, in that case. And he feels this, it's the closest he's felt to getting something done through hell or high water, like he can taste it now. You have spent more time than any of us with your brethren. Have they stated anything whatsoever? Because, and he, it is no coincidence that there are those wearing red with Razine the Red. She is, I am sure of it, tied up on this. Has anyone given you any implication of where she can be found? Because that is information that could be pertinent right now.
Sir, I agree with you, but I believe that we should probably do things in an orderly and concise manner. First things first, and he will grab the bag of money out of your hand, weigh it. Sir, I believe we've been fleeced. This is about a third of what we should have got paid. However, I have evidence right here of the monster. So let's get paid first, shall we? In honor of our witcher friend. Second, let's have some wine and some food. Celebrate that we are alive. Maybe get yourself between some thighs. Third,
We can come up with a plan to kill a mage. Does that sound good to you, sir?
Briok, they make their move tomorrow.
Then we better find a fast whore.
That's a good end to a scene, I think.
Before we end a scene, I would like a deception roll, please.
Sure.
Yeah. Because you absolutely have heard...
Crit one.
Yep.
Into an eight.
Yep.
That's deception is zero.
Deception, human so deception. Becomes one.
Did you crit fail?
Yes.
I crit succeeded.
Okay.
Okay. Obvious deflection is obvious.
Yes.
He definitely has heard something about Razine, for sure. Or do you know what I'm talking about?
Nah.
Okay, so before that fight went down...
Yeah. Vali,
someone said that they'd heard that Vali...
Yes. Is charismatic and...
Has convinced the patron by becoming their lover.
Oh, right.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I was confused. I thought you meant that the patron was the vampire.
No.
No, right. Yeah. Patron, well, my understanding, I wasn't there for it, was Razine. Or that's the implication. Yes.
I wasn't sure if you were deliberately muddying waters there.
No, what I'm trying to imply is that this patron has provided the vampire protection.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Right?
In lieu of doing it themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
They're like, oh, this person is powerful enough that they can make monsters protect us.
Yeah.
Right?
And just for those wondering...
So, Vali knows Razine is what you know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That human perception was a 34.
Yes. So, you know that there's an obvious deflection there, but you are, at this point, much too tired to challenge it.
Yeah. It's a thing of like, you know what? That's step 3 or 4 for now. Like, step 1, let's just fucking get this done.
Eat. You're probably going to need to rest for a minute.
Get paid.
Yeah.
Fuck around.
Find out.
Where regime is.
So what's the plan for getting paid?
The plan is to take the head to the coroner and demand more.
It's interesting just because I'm playing to... I rolled a specific person. Like, his thoughts on everyone.
Mm.
It's very specific and very interesting. It's been kind of the core of his...
Your ideal or your opinion on people in general.
Yeah. And how he has to be guided. How his actions are guided.
So is mine.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. They all have very interesting dispositions.
Yeah. I also think that it's interesting in this that this is a bottle episode. This is the only time really where the three of us would ever have to be together.
Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be an escape valve.
If Briok didn't want to fucking hang with the Witcher or the Mage, he can piss off.
Yeah.
He can trade. He can spend a day with other people and get bullied at work by humans who disrespect him constantly and then come back and be like, right.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Where am I taking you next?
This is a fraught, dangerous, trapped situation.
Where we have to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the Witcher, I'm sure, would just be doing their thing.
Take some contracts. I'll see you in a few days.
Do you need any materials? I'll go off and buy some alchemical things for you. Give me a list. Off I go.
Yeah, and you're not actually in each other's pockets.
Yeah, here you go.
Watching your food dwindle and your crowns dwindle. Yeah.
Here's a list of what the elves have said about the problem.
Mage is this twisted soul that has one goal in mind and has never deviated from that.
Yes.
And it has twisted him.
Yeah, totally twisted him. Yeah. Yeah. And now the others, the other, your remaining companion, can see just how twisted that heart of you is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty horrible. So, are you on board for taking the head to Bertrand and getting more coin?
Yeah. He'll play Briok's game for now. Yeah. Like, he sees it as, like, he knows that they're on a clock, but he feels it'll take less time to go and do this thing than it is to try and convince Briok to go storm Razine, where Razine
find
is right
Vali
now.
And then find Razine. And yeah.
Step A, step B, step C.
So you take the morning to rest, recuperate, close your eyes for a while. You have flashes and visions of blood and terror from today, from years past, from your imagination. Yeah. And you... takes you a few moments to realize where you are when you come to. So it's the afternoon by the time you can pull your demeanor back together, your outer shell of your personality back around yourself and compose yourself as Aurelius once more.
Yes, he puts his hand to his neck and realizes that he no longer has the Diamaterium collar. He ripped it off himself.
Mm.
So there's also the the time is, the clock is ticking in that respect.
Did you, recovered
yeah,
that,
Yeah, I recovered
right?
that.
Yeah.
You did?
So a quick look in amongst the possessions and yes, there it is, the collar.
During his rest time,
yep.
I would like, Briok would like to head out and acquire some sheaths, some sword sheaths, unless there were, the Witcher had some sheaths. Doesn't look like it.
Eve sheaths.
Like a big, carry bag, akin to like a sports bag that you might see at a gym bag, those longer bags.
In modern times?
In yes, modern times.
A carry-all, a large
A longer
sack.
Carry-all.
A longer carry-all, yeah.
Yeah.
Leather, preferably, so that they can be held like a suitcase sort.
Yeah, is that a common item?
I believe so. It's a general gear sort of item.
Yeah, okay, sure. You can do that.
It would be roughly, what, 20?
Yeah, sure.
I'll spend 20.
20 crowns for a big old bag.
Yeah. And also...
A leather satchel.
Yeah, a leather satchel. Thank you. Also, he'll don the witch's medallion and keep it out of sight.
Okay.
It might be magic. It's silver. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It could be something.
I mean, do you... education roll?
I mean, sure. Nope.
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 It's a witcher medallion.
Big note.
Shaped like
crit
a cat.
One. Crit one.
Nah, you don't know anything about whether
actually, I'll just put it in my pocket then.
It might be magic. Who knows?
I don't want to wear it.
Yeah.
Last person who wore this
had their head chomped off. Sorry. No disrespect.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Reeve.
Yeah, so you can go out and do that while he sleeps and you can arrive back as he's awake. And you kind of see him. You arrive back as he finds the collar and you... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he'll pocket it, but he won't place it on.
Okay. The collar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or will he?
You're okay for tonight.
Yeah, good. Great. You're sure we are owed more than we were given?
Absolutely, sir. If nothing else, for the alchemical properties within the head and the rings and gold.
All right. Let's go get our crowns.
You have been listening to The Blood-Soaked Rose, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. The Witcher tabletop role-playing game is property of Artelsorian Games. Used with permission.
And the whole wheedling of it.
The two of them just lying back and forth. It's not the universe for you, is it?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.